Celebrating over two decades of consecutive broadcasts on the great game of horse racing in Las Vegas, the Race Day Las Vegas show thanks all of our listeners and sponsors for your appreciated support.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty, alrighty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Saturday, January 22nd, 2022. A lot of twos there. Your date is 1-2-2-2-0-2-2. That's your date. So we welcome you to the Race Day show on this Saturday morning here in Las Vegas, where right now, weather is pleasant here for the 22nd day of January. After all, it is winter. It's actually 50 degrees out. Got 50 degrees out right now. We're going to get up to 64 today. Kind of like the same deal tomorrow. We'll high off at 64. We'll start out at 39 degrees overnight, though. We started out at 43 overnight coming into this morning, but it's already 50 degrees here, just a little after 8 o'clock Pacific time here in Las Vegas, your gaming capital of the world, where we emanate and originate all the Race Day Las Vegas radio programs from these studios, Sports Talk 1400 AM. Covering all this good stuff. Looking out the window, the sky is blue. There's a few clouds in there, and the sun is shining through, and the ground is dry. But yesterday, the weather folks told us of a wind advisory that kind of never really materialized. I mean, it was a lot of breeze, but not a wind advisory. Guess what? The wind showed up today. not bad, though. So it's going to be okay. Got a great racing day. Of course, yesterday, the big news in horse racing really was the weather. I mean, come on, the weather was canceling, a couple of racetracks out there. Today, the only cancellation we have so far is Charlestown Racecourse. Charlestown will not race tonight. They have a nighttime post time. But like Aqueduct is running today, Oaklawn. And, of course, Louisiana Downs will be running in Louisiana. I meant to say the fairgrounds in Louisiana. Fairgrounds has a big day of racing today. And as far as the weather map is concerned, clear as a bell now down there in Louisiana, in the Gulf Coast. All the action today, as far as the weather's concerned, is going through Florida. Just take out the state of Florida and you got a pretty good weather pattern. Now you got some snow and some rain there in the middle and southern Arizona, residual of the storms that came through. And some snow up in the Dakotas, and the Great Lakes area, etc. But nothing on the East Coast anymore. It's all drifted out over the Atlantic Ocean, except for Florida. You got a lot of stuff happening in Florida as far as the rain is concerned. So we'll wait and see how the weather conditions are there. But as far as racing in Orleans today, the fairgrounds, where they're having all those big races, it seems to be okay. And that's good news for us, right? Because we've got the Colonel Bradley, the Duncan Kenner, the Louisiana Stakes, the Marie G. Krantz, the Silver Bullet Day, and, of course, the LeCompte Stakes, which is for three-year-olds, one of the series of stakes races for three-year-olds at the fairgrounds that lead up to the Louisiana Derby, and a big point getter there for the Kentucky Derby. Speaking of the Kentucky Derby, the future book, the Parimutuel future book, has already started. By the way, I want to welcome all the listeners that aren't here in Las Vegas listening at Sports Talk 1400 AM, like all of you worldwide. that we have with our websites, the streaming websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, and your smartphones, them devices. You get the KSHP radio station phone app at your phone app store. Put it on your device. I hate to say cell phone anymore. It's just, the phone is such a little part of this device that we walk around with anymore, the smart thing. Anyhow, you can get your phone apps and listen to us now, streaming now. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting, we're there as well. We podcast away. So we welcome you however, wherever, whenever. Moving again to the Kentucky Derby, the Parimutuel Future Book held by Churchill Downs, nationwide except here in Las Vegas, of course, is going this weekend. Yesterday's action didn't really see a lot, but as expected, the all others. Now remember, there's 23 individual slots. Number 24 occupies everybody else in the world that may show up in the Derby. Simply put, that was the morning line favorite 7-5 as they opened the betting today on day two of this 3-day Parimutuel Future Book. It is even money. Now, as far as the individual horses are concerned, Smile Happy started out 8-1, ticked up a tick 9-1, Smile Happy, which is the favorite among the individual horses. And he's going to bypass, though, the LeCompte today. Won't be running in the LeCompte. And, of course, the expected champion two-year-old of last year, the Breeders' Cup Juvenile winner of last year, and as I say, expected to get the Eclipse Award for two-year-old of the year of last year, Corniche, ain't in it because he's trained by Bob Baffert. And we all know what's going on with Bob Baffert, don't we? The ongoing saga and another edition of the legal terms and the legal wrestling going on between Bob Baffert and, of course, the Kentucky Racing Commission, Churchill Downs, all of that. And we still don't know Medina's. We know Medina Spirit finished first in the Derby. And as far as any other rulings are concerned, we'll just call him the Derby winner until proven different. Anyhow, next week is going to be the Pegasus World Cup. Everybody's been looking forward to this, not because of any of the other entrants outside of Nick's Go and Life is Good, but, I mean, you got Sir Winston, title ready, endorsed, Chess Chief, Stiletto Boy, Law Professor, Commandeer, and Happy American, who are going to probably enter into this thing. All of them, well, half of them are definite. Like endorsed, it might be probable. Stiletto Boy, Law Professor, Commandeer, and Happy American are possible. But the definites are Chess Chief, Title Ready, Sir Winston, and the two that everybody's been waiting to throw it down and get it done, Nick's Go and Life is Good. So as long as those two keep all the parts in the right place and we get them in the starting gate in good order, that's going to be good, because you're going to get the throwdown between the winner of the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile in Life is Good and the winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic, Nick's Go, who, by the way, expects to be the Eclipse Award winner for the Horse of the Year, Nick's Go. So, we'll wait and see 1 week from today. Yeah. 1 week from today, the Pegasus World Cup. Other news. Well, here we go. Jockey Michelle Sanchez, Michelle Sanchez. Do believe that's a guy. Michelle, M-Y-C-H-E-L. Has been suspended for 60 days for betting. He's won more than 100 races a year since 2017. And was suspended by the Pennsylvania regulators on Thursday for 60 days for violating a rule that prohibits jockeys from betting on any horses but their own mounts in a race, according to the racing regulations. So are we assuming that Mr. Sanchez bet on a horse that he was not riding? And might that horse be in a race that he was riding in? We'll wait and see about that. Yeah, let's see. They said that the 60-day suspension for that violation. And they asked for specifics, and you can't bet against yourself is all they had to say. So I'm guessing that he bet on a horse that wasn't riding. So there you have it. There it is. Wow. All righty. Like I said, the only cancellation today is going to be Charlestown. So here's the deal. We've got Jonathan Hardoon's picks. We got Rich Eng, we got John Lindo, and Jerry J. all going to be showing up on the show with their handicapping stuff and all the good stuff there. And we have a $10,000 Twin Q today at Station Casinos. I want to mention the fact that yesterday's Twin Q was canceled because of late scratches. So if you happened to bet the Twin Q yesterday and you didn't make it back to the race book and you just checked the results and you threw that ticket away because you didn't have the winners in the trash can, go digging, because they're going to give you back your money. It was canceled yesterday. All righty. Let's get started. We will. NFL football today as well. Got a couple of good games. Cincinnati at the Tennessee. San Francisco will square off with Green Bay later. And we got a whole bunch of great racing around the country, and we got handicappers going to give us some winners. Jonathan Hardoon gave us a nice winner yesterday, didn't he? Yeah. So more coming. Don't go away.
SDN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. SDN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and a $50 new sign-up bonus. SDN Sports even lets you earn rewards for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosSports.com or sign up at any Station Casino or Wildfire. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
From DRF.com is the exclusive past performance content provider for the Race Day Las Vegas show.
All righty. Time to get started with your racing menu for today. We did get a heads up on the Twin Q at Station Casinos that they're posting $10,000 in the Twin Q today. But one of the two races that were originally scheduled for the Twin Q today has five scratches in it. So we don't know if they're going to pick another race for the Twin Q or not. And so I'm not going to broadcast anything until we get an okay from Station Casinos. But one of the two original races that were scheduled for the Twin Q today at Station Casinos, and it was a couple of races at the fairgrounds. Now, it was scheduled to be the 10th at the fairgrounds and the 12th at the fairgrounds. Now, the 10th race at the fairgrounds was scheduled on the turf. They may be taking that off the turf. Could have been the reason for the scratches, although they have the turf labeled good there at fairgrounds right now, and the dirt fast. But in that 10th race, they're going to scratch number 2, Catch a Bid, number 3, Touch of Class, number 5, Summer in Saratoga, number 9, Assertive Style, and number 12, Dawn's Dancer. an original field of 12, but they got five scratches in that race. You can do the arithmetic. It's now down to seven, and that is below the qualified separate entries to make the Twin Q happen. So we'll see if we can get the Twin Q, but for right now, the scheduled Twin Q that they gave us this morning and that we're scheduled to go before the scratches, however. Too many scratches in the race, so we'll wait and see. We'll try to get a hold of them. All right, here's the menu of racetracks available today. In the racebook, simulcast centers and racetracks around the country. Remind you that the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're listening here in Las Vegas at Sports Talk 1400 AM, these will be the first post times that roll out in our racebooks today. Because that's where we are in the Pacific time zone. And if you're listening on all the other outlets and streaming platforms that we have, like our websites, the phone apps, and the podcasting, and you're not in the Pacific time zone, adjust to the Pacific time zone. Otherwise, you'll miss something. Don't want you to miss anything, like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? So there you have it. First post times are that of the Pacific time zone. So now here's your menu of racetracks available today. We begin with Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park has 11 races today. And again, remember, we're talking about, Gulfstream and the weather over there. So they may have some scratches and stuff going on at Gulfstream as well. They're off the turf today at Gulfstream. We'll tell you that. So, races 4, races 7, race 10 are off the turf. Now, the 4th and the 10th races today at Gulfstream are the feature races. They're the Split Sunshine Millions races. The 4th race, the $75,000 Sunshine Millions turf for 4-year-olds and up at a mile and 1/8, scheduled for the turf, but it's now going to the main track. And it will be changed to the all-weather taffeta footing there as well. That race, the 4th race, now on the synthetic racetrack. 7th race, same deal. We'll go to the, it's about 7.5 furlongs changed to 1 mile and 70 yards on the all-weather track. And the 10th race, which is the other half, the other Sunshine Millions race today, the Sunshine Millions Philly Mare Turf, now on the all-weather racetrack, the 10th race. That race has been changed to a mile and 70 yards on the all-weather track. So you got some changes going on at Gulfstream. They're off the turf. The main track, the dirt track, though, is labeled fast. You got 11 races today at Gulfstream. And you got a carryover in the Gulfstream Pick 6 jackpot of $228,917. That's the pure cash. They add up the bonus as well if you're a single ticket holder today. But that's the pure cash. All that stuff happening at Gulfstream with a first post time in about 35 minutes at 9 a.m. Pacific time. All right, then we go to Laurel Park. Laurel Park is next. Now, Laurel Park has 10 races. They've got a Pick 6 jackpot carryover of $5,430, and their first post time at Laurel for 10 races is set at 9:10. 9:10 first post at Laurel. All right, then we go to Tampa Bay Downs. Tampa Bay Downs has 10 races, full fields too there at Tampa Bay. They may very well be coming off the turf at Tampa Bay too, because that storm that went through Florida was pretty much all over the state. Tampa Bay Pick 6 jackpot carryover today is $4,465. 10 races, first post time is at 9:15. And again, they may be coming off the turf. Mahoning Valley is next. Mahoning Valley Racecourse has a Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $44,495. 8 races, first post time, 9:15. Then you go to the Big A Aqueduct in New York. And as far as Aqueduct is concerned, they got 9 races today, 2 stakes races. The $100,000 Jazzle for 4-year-olds and up at a mile and 1/8 will go as the 7th on the card. 5-2 favorite there is First Constitution. That's the 7th race, First Constitution. Got a couple of scratches in there. Scratch the 3, Spicy, Spice the Main Bracy, and the 4, Empty Tomb. They're out in the Jazzle. And then the $100,000 Franklin Square, which is the eighth race on the card at 6.5 furlongs for three-year-old fillies. In that race, scratch number 10, Captain's Daughter. 9 left to go in that 6.5 furlong stakes race. So you got the 7th and 8th races, your stakes races today at Aqueduct. 9 races overall. It is sunny. The track is labeled fast. First post time at the Big A, 9:20 today. All right, then we have the fairgrounds. The fairgrounds, of course, as you know, has the big racing day today. 14 races, 6 stakes races. They are the Duncan Kenner. That'll go as the 8th. The Marie G. Krantz will go as the 10th. The Silver Bullet Day will go as the 11th. This is a prep for the Fairgrounds Oaks on to maybe the Kentucky Oaks. The Colonel E.R. Bradley will go as the 12th. The 13th race is the Louisiana Stakes for the older horses. And the big main event is the 14th and final race, the $200,000 LeCompte. And the LeCompte Stakes, a grade 3 for the 3-year-olds, 9 are entered. Epicenter and Papa Cap will vie for favoritism. Papa Cap is 8-5 with Joey Bravo. Epicenter 9-5 with Joel Rosario. That'll be a good one. The LeCompte will wrap it up today with 14 races at the fairgrounds. First post time, 10 a.m. Pacific. We'll get the latest out of the fairgrounds in a moment or two. Oaklawn Park is next. They've got 9 races. The $150,000 American Beauty is their 6-furlong feature for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up. 9 go to the post in that one. You got 9 races overall at Oaklawn. We'll check on the conditions there with John Lindo in a little bit. First post time is 10:30 at Oaklawn. Delta Downs has 9 races. Their first post time is 10:55. Sunland Park kicks in with 9 races, 5 quarter horse races, one of those a stakes race. And then you've got 4 thoroughbred races for the 9 at Sunland. Sunland Park's first post time is 11:25 today at Sunland Park. Next comes Santa Anita, a great race place. First post time, 12:30 at Santa Anita. We know the weather's fine there. Yeah, we do. The $70,000 Clocker's Corner is the 7th and featured today. 6 furlongs on the turf for 4-year-olds and up. And it's a field of 8. Good competitive 8. Morning line favorite of 5-2 is Commander. Yeah, you guessed it. Flavian Pratt is aboard there. 9 races. First post time at Santa Anita is 12:30. Their pick 6 jackpot carryover at $121,077. Golden Gate is next. Golden Gate has 9 races today. Golden Gate's first post time is set at 12:45. 12:45 at Golden Gate, where yesterday they nailed a pick 5 for $49,624. Yeah, how about that? Wow. And the pick 6 jackpot paid $2,358. At Golden Gate yesterday. First post time at the gate today for 9 races set at 12:45. Then you have Turfway Park. Turfway Park kicks in with 8 races. The $100,000 Leonidas Stakes is their 5th and featured, a mile for 3-year-olds. A full field of 13. First post time at Turfway is at 3:15. Their pick 6 jackpot carryover, $32,862. First post time Turfway, 3:15. Charlestown would have been starting today at 4 p.m., but they've been canceled. Charlestown is canceled today due to weather. Sam Houston Park is next. Their Super High 5 jackpot carryover, good one, $33,278. And a first post time at Sam Houston for 9 races, 4:55. And then you wrap it up in Southern California with Los Alamitos. Los Alamitos has 8 races, 1 thoroughbred race, 4 mixed breed races at 1,000 yards, and then you got the 3 quarter horse races. That makes up the 8 race menagerie at Los Alamitos tonight with a first post time at 6 p.m. All right, we'll try to get you more of this good stuff when we come back. Don't go away.
SDN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. SDN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and a $50 new sign-up bonus. SDN Sports even lets you earn rewards for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino or Wildfire. Details available at all sportsbooks.
The Race Day Las Vegas show, heard mornings Pacific time, Wednesday through Friday, 7 to 8 a.m., Saturday and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Sports Talk 1400 a.m. Streaming and archived on racedaylasvegas.com and on the KSHP phone app. You can reach us at the website, on Twitter at RaceDayLVRalph, or RaceDayLasVegas at Cox.net. Have a great race day.
SDN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. SDN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and a $50 new sign-up bonus. SDN Sports even lets you earn rewards for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino or Wildfire. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
From DRF.com is the exclusive past performance content provider for the Race Day Las Vegas show.
All righty. We are not going to broadcast the Twin Q today because so far we can't get through to the race book. And the Twin Q was scheduled today to be the 10th race at the fairgrounds and the 12th race at the fairgrounds. Now, the scratches have come out for the fairgrounds. The 10th race has five scratches of a 12-horse field. And so as a result of that, it's below the limit amount to have a Twin Q. So instead of giving you information that is probably going to be canceled anyhow, we can only tell you it was the 10th at Fairgrounds and the 12th at the Fairgrounds. Now, you know, they have come off the turf at the Fairgrounds. I guess the weather that went through there yesterday was a little bit too much. And so they're going to take a lot of horses off the turf, although they keep saying the turf is good. So we're getting conflicting reports. Anyhow, the turf is good. They'll probably stay on the turf because of the stakes races. But there are that many scratches in the first half of the Twin Q, so we just can't give it out to you, that's for sure. I don't want to give you false information. If it happens, folks, it's the 10th and 12th races at the fairgrounds for $10,000, but they would have to change the rules to make that happen, and so we'll wait and see. We're going to go to Rich Eng now. Rich, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Yeah, for $10,000, I was licking my chops. I can't. I was hoping they were going to have it somehow.
Yeah, me too. Well, I mean, they had all great intentions of doing it. There's not even a question about that. But now, as far as the late information we're getting, the track is fast, the turf is good. But there are late scratches already posted. They happened at 10:53 a.m. Eastern time, which was a little bit before we went on the air. They posted them after we went on the air, and there are five scratches in that 12-horse field. So, I said, unless they're going to change. Now, I will say everything, folks out there, I want to say one thing for sure. It's a $10,000 Twin Q. Is somebody? Are you beating a kid in the background there, or is that a cat?
I've got animals in my office here. I believe.
Okay.
Long
right.
story.
Wow! What a bizarre day of broadcasting this is. In any case, it is the 10th and 12th races. That's what it was scheduled, and if they are either going to cancel it or change the Twin Q, one of the Twin Q races, so you'll have to get to the Station Casinos to get it, because we have attempted three times through the operator to get to the race book. They would not send us through. I guess they don't believe we're a radio station. So anyhow, that's the problem we have there. Anyhow, we've got plenty of racing all over the country, including Santa Anita. Although I got to tell you, Santa Anita has they've been having anemic cards over the weekend. Today they got another set of short fields going on, and yesterday it was just a bunch of favorites, a parade of favorites yesterday. The highest priced winner was $11.40, so they're really playing it close to the vest there, that's for sure.
Well, I know you and John have talked about the issue on previous shows, and you know every time a trainer opens up a division of Southern California horses in another location, that just drains more of the racing stock from Southern California, and you know, and with Oaklawn Park in particular, with such huge purses, there's quite a few horses that would have run here at Santa Anita that are in Hot Springs and you know other places. So it's been a drain, and I'm not sure what the remedy is, but we need to get some horses to come back to California to race and to replenish the stock.
Yeah, with all the big money they're putting up on the dirt down at Oaklawn, I guess in Southern California, a lot of those guys are going there, that, we're going to get a shortage of stock. However, there is one good news. One went the opposite from Chicago. Trainer Brittany Vandenberg came with a bunch of horses and is running there. She was actually the Tom Quigley's Paddock Show co-host and handicapper yesterday, and this gal is really... She's sharp.
Yeah, that's a great word. I was thinking of the exact same word, sharp, because if anyone follows racing in the Chicago circuit, Arlington and Hawthorne, her name is front and center among the top 10 trainers in the standings because she wins at a very high percentage. She has a good-sized barn. I didn't realize that Chris Amy, the jockey, was her husband, but the fact that the both of them came out to California with a bunch of horses, I hope she stays because that would be kind of that would be helpful because I know Arlington is gone, so there's I'm not sure what they're going to do with the Chicago racing for the summertime dates there, but you know if she transplants to California, I mean that's at least one plus, maybe the start of some migration back the other direction.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, I was very well pleased. A couple of things I was really pleased with this weekend, or this week coming up to this weekend, is her presentation. On Quigley's Paddock Show yesterday, like I said, she's just a sharp person and a good handicapper and all that. And she gives good. He asked her questions about how she claims and what she does and all that. Very, very good, solid answers on that. And of course, the lady track announcer over at Turf Paradise, and she's doing a great job. So I commend them. I really do. All right.
Yeah, you know, when I heard her voice for the first time, I was thinking to myself, you know, let me listen a few more times. And she's done a really good job, and you know, there've been some breakthroughs with women broadcasting football games and baseball games.
Yeah.
And why not horse racing?
Yeah, and I got to tell you, in some of the football games that especially ESPN has broadcast with the lady announcers, they do a great job too. So it's good stuff.
They know their sports, and you know there's no reason why they can't participate in that level.
Absolutely. All right, time to get started. Let's go to Santa Anita. Your selections for Santa Anita today available right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. Just go to RaceDayLasVegas.com, click Richie's icon, you'll get it done. Richie, you gave us a winner yesterday. It wasn't much, but then on a day when there were horses playing $2.10, $3.40, $3.80, at least the $4.20 looked like something yesterday at Santa Anita.
I hope the day never comes, Ralph, when that's the biggest winner on the card.
Oh man, oh man, it was filthy chalk yesterday though, except for one race. Yeah,
and I couldn't believe I sent out a tweet about it, but I couldn't believe it was a horse on the card yesterday that paid $2.10 to win.
Yep,
that's been a long time since I've seen that.
Yeah,
long time.
Yep, that's for sure.
And congratulations to Jonathan. Oh, by the way, I didn't hear the first part of the show, but I'm interested to hear him. Well, he won't be on the show today, but Cyberknife is running today. So
it is. Cyberknife is his horse, or his son's horse, I should say, that's running today in the big race, the LeCompte. Yeah. 6-1 on the morning line with Florent Giraud, and we're all going to be rooting for Cyberknife in the LeCompte today, that's for sure. All right.
Yep, we were rooting for Jonathan. Okay, as far as a horse for the day, Ralph, let's go to race number 5. It's 6 furlongs on the turf. It's the flat 6 furlongs, not down the hill. So let's try the number 2 horse, Sweet Madam Blue. I really like the rider switch to J.R. Velasquez. He's been developing himself. If you can't get Flavion Pratt, then they reach out to John Velasquez to be the go-to guy for the money shot. And this horse should show a lot of good speed on the grass. They're going to have to try to catch her. So let's go 25 win place, 2 for the ROI. Number 2, Sweet Madam Blue in race 5 at Santa Anita.
All right, the 5th race ends the early pick 5 and the early pick 4. And, of course, starts the late pick 5. And right in the middle of the pick 6 as well. So the 5th race, a pivotal race today at Santa Anita. In the 5th race, the 2, Sweet Madam Blue. The 2... In the 5th race, Rich Ang's play, 25 to win in place, the $50 stipend. We give him the $2 ROI, 2 to win on the 2 in the 5th at Santa Anita. Get the rest right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. And, Richie, do me one more favor, will you?
Yes, sir.
Feed the cat.
Yeah, all I can tell you in abbreviation, I am Dr. Doolittle today with these animals.
All right, you got it, my man. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Good luck, everybody.
All righty. Now what we're going to do is I'm going to give you Jonathan's plays right now. And since you are at Santa Anita, well, Jonathan doesn't have a play at Santa Anita today. Okay. Good enough. He has a sheet for Santa Anita, folks, but he did not give us a play for Santa Anita. So we're going to go to his 2 plays, the first one at Aqueduct. At Aqueduct today in the 9th and final race, Jonathan's play is number 7, War Novel. 10-1 on the morning line. 9th race, the 7, War Novel, Jonathan's play at Aqueduct, 9th race, the 7. And then his next, second play of the day for us comes at Oaklawn Park. And at Oaklawn Park, Jonathan comes in the 7th race with number 3, Bryce. 5-1 on the morning line, 7th race, Oaklawn, the 3, Bryce, Jonathan's play. Now, he has a sheet for Aqueduct, he has a sheet for Oaklawn. He has a sheet for Santa Anita. You can get all of his work. And a sheet for the fairgrounds today. So that guy was doing double time. He's got 4 of them out there. Oh, my goodness. And he's got one for Gulfstream. Aqueduct, Oaklawn, Santa Anita, fairgrounds, and Gulfstream. He's got it all at his website, Jonathan Hardoon's website. And, of course, as we mentioned before, gave us a nice winner yesterday, Jonathan did, in the 10th race at Gulfstream. When Timmy M. reported home a winner at $14. Yeah, good stuff. Keep it going, Jonathan, and we'll be rooting. We'll be rooting for the horse in the LeCompte. Want to see Cyberknife in the winner's circle in the LeCompte for the Hardoon clan. Okay, we'll be right back with John and Jerry right after this.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's Racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the Racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our Racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty. Back on the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Saturday. Still a beautiful day in our neighborhood. Just to make it perfectly clear, they say that they're still on the turf at the fairgrounds. The fairgrounds turf is labeled good. There are too many scratches in the first half of the Twin Q under the regular rules to make that happen, but it's 10 grand. We assume that they may change it because it's early in the day. They may change the Twin Q at Station Casinos for the 10,000 today. It originally featured the 10th at Fairgrounds and the 12th there, but the 10th had too many scratches. So if they don't change it, that'll be canceled. They'll do it again tomorrow. And we could not get through. The operator is doing her job there. She wouldn't let us through, even though we told her we were at the radio station. Wouldn't let us through. So there you have it. There it is. And, of course, Gulfstream Park is off the turf. Now we'll get the latest in the other racetracks from John Lendo. Good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Information is such a piece of cake, isn't it?
Oh, man. Especially when you get people cooperating with you.
Oh, man. People don't know what we're trying to do to make it easy.
Woo. Well, the listeners, you know, I know they appreciate it, but sometimes, you know, we run into barriers, and there's nothing we can do about it.
Nope, we just have to go with what we've got.
That's right. What do we got as far as Oaklawn and San Anita? Got an update for that stuff?
Yeah, Oaklawn, there was no training this morning just because of the cold temperatures. I have it listed as fast as of earlier this morning, and I think it's sunny out there. It's just cold.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and a later first post, and they moved it back a half hour to 11 o'clock Pacific this morning. Again, giving the chance for the track to warm up a little bit. So no training. Track will be, I think it'll be fast. And 11 o'clock instead of 10:30, the normal post time. And then over at Santa Anita, they called out that you were allowed to gallop and jog your horses on the track this morning, but no workers because those Santa Ana winds that you guys were expecting kicked in late yesterday. And it's been really windy over there in the San Gabriel Valley. And so there's just no workers this morning, just gallopers and joggers. Track will be fast. It's clear today. And I think the winds are supposed to die down later, but it was pretty windy last night.
Yeah, and we got the wind advisory for all day yesterday from 7 in the morning to, I think, 10 in the morning to 10 at night. Never materialized, but it's actually it's more windy today, but it's settling down here as well. So we'll just keep an eye on that stuff there. But, you know, we don't have a wind problem in our race books today, but you guys might have out there. All right, let's get started with Oaklawn. First of all, at Oaklawn, we've got jockey trainer update.
Yeah, as far as the jockey trainers go, leading jockeys, Ricardo Santana Jr. has tied Francisco Arrieta atop the jockey standing. They've each got 20 winners. Mm-hmm. Florent Giroux is in third with 16, and Ramon Vasquez is the fourth place guy with 13.
Uh-huh.
As far as the trainers go, Steve Asmussen is your leading trainer. He's got 14 winners. Brad Cox and Robertino Diodoro right behind. They've each got 12.
Got a trainer a little bit on the cold streak?
Yeah, Norm McKnight, who comes down from Woodbine every winter, he is winless from his last 12 starters, and he's a good trainer. He'll get back on track, but he's struggling right now.
Well, I know one guy that doesn't have to get back on track because you're doing it very well, and that is the Lindo Report at Oaklawn Park. 165 top picks so far, 55 winners, 33% there. Flat bet profit, $1.22 for every $1 bet on the Oaklawn Lindo Report that you can get for today's Oaklawn racing right now at the South Point. Let's have a winner.
Let's go down to the ninth and final today. In the ninth race, number 10, Gagoots, ran a very good race. He ran second in a similar 10,000 starter back on December 12th. The winner of that race, Bryce, shows up in race seven today. You heard John Hardoon mention him. Mm-hmm. That's a tough non-winners of two allowance race, and he's going to be one of the contenders in there. If Gagoots runs back to that last race, he's going to win this 10,000 starter. There's enough speed to set him up. 8-1 on the program, I think that's a fantasy, but if we get 7-2 or 4-1, we'll take it. Number 10, Gagoots, race number 9, Oaklawn Park.
And Giovanni Franco's riding as well in the ninth race. The 10 horse is John Lindo's play. The 10 in the ninth, $2 ROI, 2-1 on the 10. And again, the Lindo Report for today at Oaklawn, right now available at the South Point, as well as the Lindo Report for Santa Anita today, also available at the South Point. And John, man, there's been a lack of horses being entered over the weekend. Whew.
Yeah, yesterday after scratches, 47 horses ran. There's only 58 entered today before scratches and 66 tomorrow. Mm. And you really see it on the dirt, Ralph. There's 12 dirt races for the 3 days. Average number of horses per dirt race, 5.5 horses per dirt race.
Wow. Well, Flavian Pratt still manages to eke out multiple winners. He had a couple yesterday, but so did Mr. Cedillo, who won the daily double, first daily double today.
Yeah, he did. But, you know, Pratt just keeps – he's extending and extending his lead. And as John Velasquez, you know, goes on the road for some races around the country, I just think this margin is going to get wider and wider.
Before I get to your Santa Anita pick, did you venture a look at the LeCompte today at the fairgrounds?
You know, I looked at it, but believe me, I have no clue how to play the main track at the fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. You're probably asking the wrong guy. I know Joe Bravo's down there to ride Papa Cap for Mark Cassie. Mm-hmm. Like you guys, I'm going to root for Cyberknife because of the connections to John Hardoon. Mm-hmm. But I did see the win by Epicenter last time. It was really good. Steve Asman, Joel Rosario, they're the favorites, the one to beat.
Yeah.
And I think he's a pretty good horse.
I do, too. But we're rooting for Cyberknife, that's for sure. You know, it might be a goodie there. That is for sure. We hope so. Your Lindo report, by the way, at Santa Anita through yesterday, 37 top pick winners out of 120. That's 31%. And the flat bet mutual payoff is a dime less than $200. So you're seeing the ball well there at Santa Anita as well. But let's knock off these favorites, will you?
Well, let's go to the seventh race today on a card that is, you know, again, it's too light, but we have to try and make chicken soup out of chicken feathers. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the seventh race, the Clocker's Corner Stakes. Mm-hmm. Number four, Barraza, is 2-for-2 on the Santa Anita turf. Now, both of those races were down the hill. This one's on the flat, so it's a different kind of race. He won by a nose last time, but if you watch that replay, Kent DeSormo didn't ask him last eighth of a mile. That was what you call a measured nose, and there was more left in the tank. If he transfers that form to the flat course, I think he can come right back. He's 3-1 on the program. Number four, Barraza, race number 7 at Santa Anita.
All right, seventh race, the Clocker's Corner Stakes, 6 furlongs on the flat on turf. The four, Barraza, is John's play. John's play is Barraza, the four horse in the seventh race today at Santa Anita. And, of course, $2 ROI, 2-to-win on the four. I get a little smile when you say it was a measured nose by Kent DeSormo, because we all know, watching Kent DeSormo over the years, one of his bad habits has always been like standing up too early, a couple of strides just before the finish line, even in close finishes. And so to say it was a measured nose is kind of funny.
as a guy, if you're wagering on a horse, you're yelling, "What are you doing?" And he hits the wire, you go, "Oh, nice ride."
Yeah, you know, right. Yeah, yeah. You know, but Kent's always had that that little psyche thing going on. I'm sure he believes it didn't make a difference, but boy, it just runs us crazy and nuts when you're talking about photo finishes. And I'm not talking about just for the win. When you're betting exotics right down to a super high five, you know, it means something. That's for sure.
But, yeah. And just, again, in a sport that's been dominated by perception rules, mm-hmm. you know, get down on your belly, ride to the wire. That's what you're paid to do.
That's right. That's right, for sure. But we'll get him a win. A nose is as good as a mile. And so the four in the seventh race is your pick at Santa Anita today. Don't forget, folks, to get the full Lindo report for both Santa Anita and Oaklawn Park. Full report. You get all the picks. You get a suggested late pick four. And you get all the goody information at the bottom. It's free, but only at the South Point Racebook here in Las Vegas. Thanks a lot, John.
All right. Good luck today, Ralph.
All righty. And now we go to Jerry Jackowitz, who's Jerry J's Power Pages today for Santa Anita and Gulfstream Park are also free, but only at the station casinos. Good morning,
Jerry. That is correct.
Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Ralphie. What do you say?
I say, you know, the reverse play came into effect again yesterday at Santa Anita for you. Your key horse won.
It won.
And the link-up ran second, I should say. It did
right.
Win a link-up ran second. The others link-ups didn't get third, but the exacta link-up was there, paid $11.20, and the winner, a filthy $4.20 again. That was like almost a large price yesterday at Santa Anita.
Yeah, it might have been one of the larger prices on the floor. We also won at Gulfstream, but again, odds on, so.
Yeah.
$3.
Yeah, so. take charge row. Brian Lynch, by the way, was the trainer of that horse. And it was Luis Saez's fourth win on the day and fourth win in the row. It was the fifth race. He did not ride in the fourth, so he won every race up to the fifth that he was in. That was his fourth win in a row. And by that time, the folks were all over him, and that horse only paid $3. But a win is better than a long face, I guess.
Yeah, I guess, but, you know, my recommendation is you don't need to bet against them. You don't need to go betting on them when they get that low.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Just watch and enjoy the race.
Yep, that's true.
Oh, what a bad break you got that sound so far.
No, I know
anyway,
you're...
we got a couple of nice plays today, Ralph.
Well, let's do it, pal.
Okay, let's do it. Let's go in the eighth race to Gulfstream Park for starters. I have a star horse, Liam's Kiss.
Uh-huh.
This is a filly running for her second time. First time was going 6 furlongs. This is Todd Pletcher, first time going long, getting LASIX. Tyler Gaglione comes back for the ride, so the Gaff man is up.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things I like about it. I thought that finish was pretty good. I don't think the horse was I mean, I don't think this filly was overly used in that opening race. I think that was just a training race, and I think today we'll see the real filly strut her stuff today. And we're going a mile 16th on the dirt, and so let's see what he's got there. Let's take the 9 over the 3, 5, 7, and 10, do reverses, but the 9, Liam's Kiss, that'll be our pop-out key.
All right, and again, the 9, Liam's Kiss, is the play. That in the 8th race at Gulfstream, and the link-ups are 3, 5, 7, and 10?
Correct.
All right, 3, 5, 7, 10 are the link-ups. The key horse is the 9. The 9 is the win place bet, and of course, you do the reverse with the 9 as the key. 8th race at Gulfstream. Now we go to Santa Anita.
Yeah, I'm going to take the 7th race also. Mm-hmm. The favorite is Commander, who I think is really pretty strong here. That's the 3 horse for Ruben Alvarado, formerly the with Peter Miller. Mm-hmm. Flavian Pratt takes this mount, and he's been on this gelding a few times and gotten a lot out of him, and he's coming back to him today. Last time out, off a little freshening in January 1, this gelding really wasn't able to show his stuff, and he got a little bit jammed up there in the stretch, and it was a really good fast race, fast come home, so I kind of throw that race out, and I think we'll see the full Commander today. That's the 3 horse. I'm adding John's play into my play, so I like the 3 over the 1, 4, 6, and 8. Do my reverses, but I like the 3 Commander in race number 7.
All right, 7th race. Again, the Clocker's Corner Stakes, 6 furlongs on the flat. It'll be the flat 6 furlongs, not down the hill. And in the 7th race, you like the 3 Commander, Flavian Pratt aboard. The 3 is the key. The link-ups are 1, 4, 6, and 8. 1, 4, 6, 8.
Correct.
And reverse with the 3 Commander in the 7th at San Anita. And, of course, you and John gave me a Scirocco play. So my Scirocco play is the 3-4 over 1-3-4-6-8. But it's
perfect.
The 3-4 box will be the Scirocco play in the 7th race. And again, Jerry J's power pages for all of Santa Anita and all of Gulfstream Park are available right now at all the station casinos. They have had a $10,000 Twin Q posted for today. It was the 12th race at the fairgrounds, the 10th race and the 12th race at the fairgrounds, okay? The 10th race had an overabundance of scratches in it, late scratches, that would prevent it from the regular rules of the Twin Q from being a Twin Q race. So the only thing I could say is either they're going to change the Twin Q and replace that race, or they'll cancel it and come back tomorrow with another Twin Q, possibly for $10,000. We tried to get a hold of the stations, but we couldn't get. So for the most part, just get over there and see what they have for you today. Certainly get the power pages there. In any case, that's it for us. Go ahead and say it, Jerry.
Have a great race day, everybody.